Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk.
You've heard all the excitement, all the action. Earlier this morning, President Trump put out a tweet that definitely sent the grain trade sharply higher on the soybean market. Soybeans rocketing essentially 50 cents higher during the session, causing chaos with corn lifting as well, wheat lifting. It settled down once we finally found out what was going on. President Trump did announce that President Xi, who he will be visiting as he comes up into April in China, stated that they would buy another possibly 8 million metric tons of soybeans, and that's old crop. That's in addition to the 25 million metric new crop they've agreed to this new crop year coming and next year, but taking our old crop up to 20 million metric tons. Now, that barely gets us back to what we used to average years ago, about 25 million metric tons, but we've been on the downswings for years with Brazil biting into our exports. But nonetheless, that would take another 295 million bushels that is not on the balance sheets right now, that many are thinking. Granted, the USDA still has some of that on their balance sheet, but we have the ability to take the carryout, which they had put at 350 million bushels in our January WASDE report, put this probably back down into the low 200s, which is why soybeans, all contracts breached $11 at one point today. May and July are still above 11, while the March contract is some 25 cents off morning highs. Willing farmers selling obviously into this, but we're still up 25 and a quarter cents on the March beans. 10.91, May beans are up 27 cents, 11.04, I should say. July beans up 25 and a quarter, 11.15 and three quarters. They had a high of 11.37 and a quarter. Even new crop went over 11 bucks today. Presently, November beans up 8.5 cents, 10.87 and three quarters. That helps on the insurance averaging for now, but a start anyway. We'll see as this builds over the days to come. This could probably create even higher levels than what we've seen today, because we're getting a lot of naysaying right now. Everybody's saying sell, 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 which is not a bad idea when you're at new annual highs by a factor of 40 cents. So we'll see here as the days progress. The corn market getting a little buoying from this, up a half a penny on the March contract, 429. That's the one I think you're going to see China start buying as well as we get into later this month or into March. Their corn crop effectively had a 10% of it get thrown into the garbage pail, according to the USDA. It's all vomit toxined out and molded. They're going to need to buy probably 6 to 10 million metric tons of corn. So corn could be next on the list as we get down the road here. Not necessarily tomorrow, but the way Trump is, you know, could tweet that in 5 days. We don't know. It just looks on paper. China's going to have to buy some corn. March corn strong, up three quarters on the May, 436 and a half. July up a half, 442 and a half. While December corn, very unprofitable for farmers as we're averaging out the insurance, down three quarters at 456. The wheat, Chicago March down two and a quarter, 526 and a half. Kansas March off 3.5 as we hover just above the 200-day moving average, 531 and a quarter. Wheat for Minneapolis March down one and a quarter, 567. May giving up a penny, 580 and a half over in. If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast, and you need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out at heartlandinvest.com. Call us, 701-222-0221. The cattle trade, we were sharply higher earlier on the session. We've faded away from those highs considerably as the day progressed. Early this morning, it was announced a horse was imported from Argentina into Florida for breeding services. And when the vet went to check it, he found a sore that had the new screwworm larvae in it. So he did treat the animal. It is quarantined. And, of course, test results are set to verify that that's what it is to Iowa, where our plant is, or should I say our laboratory is for detecting all this stuff. But it was likely what it was explained. But it was in a horse, imported, never, ever was allowed to get anywhere near other animals. And so with that, the cattle market exploded higher this morning on the cash trade that is hoped to be better today or this week. But that was dashed later in the session. Box beef choice down 57 cents today. Select off 52 cents, not helping the Packers as they're going to lose money whatever they bid this week. Even if they lowered the bid by $5, they'll still lose money. But anyway, that took the bloom off the cattle market. Feeder index also coming in down 74, what is it, down 74 cents to It was lower today. I wrote it somewhere and I already threw it away. Down a little bit. It's not 375 today. It's something like 374 something. Anyway, feeder cattle got to 373.60. Now we're 369.80, up $1.90. Of course, that shows how much higher they were earlier in the session. April feeders up $1.25, 367.12. August up 87 cents, 361.70. They were $4 higher than this earlier in the session to 365.70 for August feeders. On the hogs, we are lower on the June by 15 cents, 110.72 after hitting a high of 112.02. April hogs got to 99.80, currently up 50 cents, 98.65. Metals, presently up $3.60 an ounce on the April gold, $4,937.20. Silver, up $1.96, $85.23, down from a high of $92 earlier this morning. Dollar index climbing back 26 cents to 97.56. Bitcoin, we are off $2,715 on the January contract, $73,920. And they're back at it again. Apparently the talks are off again with Iran. And so crude oil back to the upside sharply, up $2.09 a barrel, $65.30. The gasoline contract up 6.25 cents a gallon, $1.96. Diesel fuel up almost 5 cents a gallon, $2.45 and 3/4 cents. And after this morning's inventory numbers, which had showed the stocks were actually slightly higher on what they were looking for on the oil stocks. They were down 3.5 million barrels. The oil stocks for heating oil were slightly lower. So we're all over the place on the numbers, but today it's all about Iran. Is President Trump going to make a little corner of that country glow for the next 10,000 years or not? Now, hopefully you have a sense of humor and you laughed at that and you aren't judging me for making that statement. I'm trying to be light about some things sometimes, but it doesn't work for a few. Anyway, we are higher on that crude oil, $65.32 on, again, renewed concerns that the talks are not going well and strikes could possibly take place against Iran's nuclear facilities that they are trying to rebuild. For more information, hey, you're always welcome to go to our website, heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.